Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
The Bert Show.
So I ended up at a pool party yesterday. My neighbor threw a pool party for one of his friends who just became an American citizen.
Cool. Okay.
She is from Venezuela, and she was so cute. She's so excited to be like, she's American now, right? Mm-hmm. But in conversation with her, she was telling me that they tell you that they can ask you like 10 of 100 questions about the United States.
Oh, no.
All right, in order for you to pass and become a citizen, your naturalization test, right? Mm-hmm. So I wrote some of them down, okay?
Oh.
I want to run them by you. Now, remember, this woman has been jockeying to be an American now for years and years and years. So let's see how you guys do. Let's see how you guys do based on your American history.
Oh, no. All right. Have time to study like she did, though.
You went to school here.
A while ago.
Well, you say
these are ones that we all really should know. And I will confess, while I was downloading some of these, I was only hitting at about 80%. And I gave you guys the toughest of the questions.
All right.
How many representatives, Wendy, are there in the House of Representatives?
Oh, too many. There's two per state. Correct. And there's 50 states. So I'm going to go with 100.
100 members of the House of Representatives. Melissa, how many are there in the House of Representatives?
I agree with Wendy, but you also have to include Washington, D.C., I think. Maybe? No? Yes? So I'm going to go with 102.
Jen?
Great.
Gosh, I don't know. I really don't know. Do I have to give an answer?
This is the first one she hit me with, too, and I'm like, okay, I feel like a two.
What, $1,
you
want
to take an answer?
120.
120. Jeff?
I think everybody here is answering for the Senate. Is there two senators for every state?
That's correct.
If I'm not mistaken, I think there are 435 members of the House of Representatives.
Oh, because it's based on state population.
He's correct.
There are 435 in the House of Reps.
Good call, Mr. Dollar.
Oh, boo.
There are 100 in the Senate. And Wendy, how long do we elect each senator for? In order to get in the country, you better know this. You got to know this, Wendy.
6 years.
6 years. Correct.
Oh.
You get to stay, girl.
1 foot in. You got 1 foot in.
Melissa, what do the stripes on the flag mean?
The original colonies.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Jen, how many changes or amendments are there to the Constitution?
13.
Jeff?
26.
Wendy?
27.
Were you just going plus one, Bob?
$1, Bob.
$1, Bob.
I don't know.
It's sad, isn't it? I felt the same way going through these last night, man. I'm like, this is awful. That we
I don't know.
That's how I'd be trying to get my citizenship.
I don't know.
I'd start singing, you know, God Bless America. I don't know, 21.
Yeah, the rest of us have to get on a, start swimming back to Cuba, except Wendy.
Oh, 20, I got it right.
27.
27.
Nice job. 27.
You shouldn't say, oh, I got it right. You should say, yep.
I knew that.
Exactly. There you go.
Wendy, who becomes president of the United States if the president and the vice president should die?
The Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House is correct.
Woo! Booyah!
Good job.
Take that, U.S. history class.
That's not fair considering she was in history a year ago.
Again, these are all questions that you would have to get if you wanted to pass your naturalization test in order to be in the country. Jen, which countries were our enemies during World War II?
Germany.
And you have to say racist terms for them. You can't say the proper country names. You have to say what your grandfather would have called them during the war. That's the way you answer this question.
And I'm trying to think who was allies with Germany. Russia? Those are my guesses. I don't know.
Who bombed Pearl Harbor?
Japan.
What are you doing?
Japan.
Yeah, Japan.
And Italy also.
Italy as well.
Italy,
okay.
Yeah.
But did I get the first two right?
No, not Russia.
Russia was our friend.
Russia was our friend. Okay.
Melissa, how many Supreme Court justices are there?
13.
There are 9.
I knew it was an odd number.
Melissa has answered 13 for about all of the questions.
13!
Melissa, what did the...
I don't know!
What do the stars on the flag mean? 13.
Hey, I got that right.
Jeff's getting the answers fed to him on IM from Tracy. So
I don't
doubt
it.
Tracy's actually not doing very well.
Thank you for calling that out, Jeff.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Jeff's looking at his screen.
Mr. Smug over there with his computer open.
Yeah.
Give me a question, little miss. Russia hates us in World War II.
Jeff, in order to stay in the country, who was the main writer of the Declaration of Independence?
Oh, Lord.
Not as easy with the computer closed.
Benjamin Franklin.
Jen Hobby, who was the main writer of the Declaration of Independence? In order to stay in this country.
I'm going with Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson, she says. Melissa, who was the main writer of the Declaration of Independence?
I say Thomas Jefferson, even though John Hancock's signature was the largest.
That's what I was thinking.
Wendy.
I concur with Melissa and Jen.
Thomas Jefferson was the main writer of the Declaration of Independence.
And you know why John Hancock's signature was biggest? Because he said he didn't want the King of England to have to look at his name with his monocle. He wanted to be able to see it without his monocle. So that's why he did this huge...
Don't pop off now. You've been answering 13.
Dude,
all
you
questions.
Had a picture.
Come on. That's a bonus question.
Melissa, what are the first 10 amendments of the Constitution called?
The
13.
Yeah, 13.
The 13 13s.
Oh, God. It's a simple answer, and I'm on the spot.
This is why
I can't be on a game show.
Melissa Carter, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution are called...
No, oh, my God.
It is not
She's
a squeak.
Freezing up.
Because this is stupid. Wendy, pick me.
Wendy.
I defer to Wendy.
Bill Wright.
Thank you.
Yes.
My girl.
I love history.
I can't
class.
Be on a game show.
Take that.
Not only that, you can't be in this country.
John Hancock!
13! 13!
And
it was so sad to say that this exact scene was playing out at the pool yesterday. And my friend Mike has a lot of South American friends. And the South American friends were nailing them one by one. But the natural American citizens... We're doing about as
but
well
they,
as you guys
but
did.
But those friends couldn't name South American questions.
You're
they could answer
right.
those. Come on.
Everyone together.
Here you go, Melissa.
Be an American.
13.
Because
at least I can be 13. They actually play this song after you get your citizenship. They play it for you in the office. There's a video of Barack Obama. And then they start playing this song.
Down, I love this land. And my history teacher.
435 in the House of Representatives, Wendy.
Now I will learn that question.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
The Burt Show.
So I'm reading this morning, and Jen hasn't hit this, I don't think, yet in the entertainment buzz, but Leona Lewis has just canceled her tour, right?
Okay.
Just canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
She broke up with Lou Al Shamama. Is her boyfriend, mm-hmm. and she's just broken up, man. Mm-hmm. She can't do this tour anymore. Her heart's just not in it. So she's canceling the tour. So essentially, she's calling in sick because she is going through a breakup.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is my question for you guys. 1-877-588-BERT or 2378. Is it okay to call in sick during a breakup? And if so, how long do you have? Is it one day? Is it 2 days? Is it week? Her tour, I mean, this thing was, I think we're talking a couple of weeks of concerts that she passed up because her heart just wasn't in it. So is it okay to break, to not go to work because you're bummed out about a breakup? Yes or no? I think dudes are going to call up and go, no chance. And I think women are going to go, you got to give us a couple of days.
You say that, but I came in after a breakup the very day, and then we had a male DJ mm-hmm. that called in sick because of a breakup for how long?
How long
like
did?
Almost a week?
He was out a couple of days.
Yeah.
Couple of days.
It just depends how long you've been together.
I lied to you guys and called in sick one day when I was getting divorced.
And that's a different level there, too. Calling in sick for a divorce for one day, I still think that's pretty noble.
I just told you guys I was sick, but I just couldn't get out of bed.
I think we probably all knew it. But that does feel a little different. Like, if you're going through a divorce, I think you get a couple of days, right?
I don't know. That's your question.
But I think that's what Wendy's saying, is like, it depends on how long you've been together.
But, yeah, like, breaking up with a boyfriend to me and breaking up with a husband puts you in two different levels.
Depends.
What if it's a boyfriend you've been with for 10 years?
Exactly.
Yeah. Five years.
You don't agree on
a lot of people don't get married.
Brooke, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Is it okay to just not show up, call in sick after a breakup?
Definitely not. Come on, people. You get like a day. That's about it.
Suck it up and get your booty in the office.
What would you rather?
Yeah, that's her job. She's got to get on it.
Well, would you rather cry at home or cry in the office? I think crying in the office would be a lot worse. Just stay home a couple days, deal with what you got to deal with, and then come back to work and do your work and focus on work.
It depends on when the breakup happened. You know, like, I wish I had called in that day. But, I think if it's fresh that night and you have to, you know, if you fought until 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning and got to be work that day, I think it's acceptable to call in that day. But just, I mean, but that's it. If you broke up Saturday night and you call in sick on Monday, then I don't agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find anybody that's actually saying it's okay. Everybody's calling up
and
to Leanna say absolutely
Lewis,
not.
Really? Canceling a tour? I think that's wrong.
She canceled her whole tour because of it.
Because if you call in sick one day, okay, it's one day that in a normal office, you may have a couple people that depend on what you do, and then you put them out. But, you know, I mean, that's a lot. All the people that bought the concert tickets, the promoters, the venues, everybody, I just think that's irresponsible.
People are trying to get her back together badly.
Now, does it change your opinion at all knowing that she's been with this dude for 10 years?
No.
I think so.
I think it's her excuse for not selling concert tickets, if you ask me.
Oh, really?
And she's blaming it on this guy to make him feel even worse.
Yeah, that's true.
Would it change your opinion if it wasn't a ticket sale problem, but 10 years she's been going out with this guy? She's got, let's say, 4 weeks left.
I would give her a week. You know, I'd give her a pass for a week. If she, you know, it was supposed to kick off the tour, she goes through this devastating breakup, she's got to postpone it a week and maybe reschedule those shows at the end and give herself a week to pull it together, great. But the whole thing, it's a little much.
But you better call it the flu.
And then what if she wrote all these songs about this dude, though? I mean, you got to go through every concert for 4 weeks. Say it's 4 week tour.
It's a job.
For 4 weeks
suck
straight,
it up, right.
Singing love songs.
Songs about love, and you're going to cry through the entire concert. Who wants to sit through a babbling concert with someone like the entire time?
I would think that that's sort of the place where you know you have to keep it together. Like, I'll be sad in 3 hours, but right now I have to entertain people. So
it's a job.
You try
maybe
to sort of compartmentalize that if you can. Hey, Karen, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm shocked.
I'm on a show.
How you guys doing?
What's up?
Good. How are you?
Good. I think, I just went through a red light.
That's funny.
So I definitely think that breaking up, like I think it's okay to go into work the next day. I think you should just suck it up and not worry about it.
Hmm. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
The red light really threw her.
Yeah. Like, well, first she was
focus
shocked to be
road,
on the
focus
radio.
On the road.
Now she's committing traffic violations.
We could have summed that up in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
One more. Here's Sarah. Good morning. You are on The Burt Show.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good morning. Good. What's going on?
I think it's absolutely okay to call in sick. Maybe for like a day or two. I mean, people call in sick after something such as a hangover, and we're not allowed to call in sick after, you know, a breakup or a divorce.
That's legit. No, you're physically ill if you're hungover.
But you're physically ill when you're that emotional.
You intentionally, I mean, come on.
With
you're talking about if you have a life-altering event happen here, especially if it's out of your hands, you can't go into work. I mean, what if you're working in a financial place and you're talking about people that you're dealing with in a work and professional environment? If you're not able to do that because you are, you know, dealing with something that's, especially with a divorce, I'm going through that right now, and my work wouldn't give me a day off if I begged for it. So what other choice do I have but to call in sick if I'm dealing with something here that's out of my hands?
Yeah, like if you're going to have surgery, would you want the doctor operating on you 24 hours after his girlfriend of 10 years just dumped him?
No. You maybe want him to have his replacement call in.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that.
Yeah. Maybe you should take 72 hours and just get your stuff together.
People are hard about it, man. The only one that would give any leeway at all was saying 2 days. Everybody else was like, get you some work.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't agree with hangover, you know, calling in sick for hangover or anything like that either.
Well, so. you jack us all up. Yeah, kidney transplant on Tuesday, and we're here on Wednesday. We're going to be bleeding from the eyes, and every time I think.
I rarely call in. Melissa. And Katie gets mad at me, too. She's like, God, everybody else is doing it. Why can't you call in? I'm like, I just can't do it.
You set the bar very high when you came in here kidneyless.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we said that this was going to be, today is our go back to school day, sort of. Adult back to school day. We wanted to feel what it was like again to go out and all get a new outfit, like get a new backpack and everything as adults. So we all did that yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, and we went clothes shopping was part of the entire thing. So I got to go clothes shopping, and I went to Forever 21 because I love that store. And
well,
got
me
some,
too.
Like, really good deals, and I sort of did a layer thing because everything that I'm wearing, you can like mix and match and wear a different way the next time. So
cool.
I have like this cute
very
little
versatile.
This cute little flower button-up, so it's a long-sleeve button-up, and then I have a tank top over that, which is kind of gray and blue, and then a blue cardigan over that, so it kind of
What's
like...
What's on the bottom? You're sitting, so I can't see.
Got straight leg jeans on, and then the shoes, $5.
Nice. Shut up.
Nicely done.
I'm not even kidding you, Charlotte Russe. Shoes were $5 because they were on clearance.
Shut up.
I'm not even kidding.
Nice job. Them.
I was really excited yesterday. Literally, I went to the cashier and I just like plopped down three pairs of shoes, handed her a $20 bill, and got change back.
Nice.
Well done.
That's awesome. My face.
There that is a good feeling right there.
I think mission accomplished. Like, I think that the excitement of buying a new outfit and then showing it off to all your friends the next day is really what we were looking at.
I was super excited. And then I went to the store to get my school supplies. Mm-hmm. So I got all my school supplies. But instead of getting a lunchbox, because I went for the whole high school experience, because I took a brown bag lunch, which, by the way, my mom made last night.
Did she really?
She did.
See? Part of the whole experience.
Cool.
Nice.
So it was a true high school experience because I never made my lunch at all. So I got the brown bag. And I had money left over for my 2003 Justin Timberlake bag.
Nice.
When do you own this? Well done.
It's like the cover of Rolling Stone magazine on the side of your book bag.
Very nice.
So it's just Justin Timberlake. And we didn't carry book bags in high school because it wasn't the cool thing to do to have a book bag. So we carried big bags and would always carry our binders.
Like tote-like bags.
Tote-like bags. And then we put all our school supplies inside the binder.
Very
so
nice.
I have all my stuff ready to go for school inside my Justin Timberlake 2000.
Very cool.
Good job, Lindsay. Way to go back to school well.
Thanks.
All of the pictures of all of our back-to-school outfits that we are wearing in today will be up online at theburtshow.com, so you can check them out there. Looks good, Wendy.
Thank you.
Looks great. Good job.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
The Burt Show.
I need total honesty from women here for a second. Okay. I want to put you on the voice disguiser. Let me offer that up.
Okay.
I actually have two questions. One is out of genuine curiosity, and the other one is a hunch. So I'm hanging out with some dudes this weekend, and one guy tells me a few weeks ago, he ends up, I'm going to sort of cloudy up some of the details just so I don't get him and her in trouble. They're at a bar, they're at a club or whatever, and they meet each other for the very first time. He's with some friends, she's at the bar with some other friends, and as sometimes happens, the two groups just kind of come together. My friend and this girl, they hit it off, they have some drinks, and they're heading in the right direction. She starts to talk a little bit of sexy, sexy nothing things to him in his ear, and he picks up on it. She says, let's get out of here. He says, okay, let's go. So they go back to his place.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Things go very well for him, apparently very well for her also. And then she wants to go home. That's the end of the night, but she didn't want to crash over at his place or anything like that. So he drives her home, drops her off. Now, she was tipsy. He said he was fine, but she was worse than he was, but not like unconscious or anything. Just
drunk.
They were buzzed. Mm-hmm. You know, they went out to have a good time. They went out to have a
good
time.
Two consenting adults.
Yes. Okay. So the following morning, he drops her off. And a couple of hours later, like half a day later, he texts her.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great time last night. Or that was fantastic. Whatever it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's waiting for a text message back.
Mm-hmm.
Nada. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So he hits her again. Hey, just want to let you know that was wild. That was so much fun last night. Thanks so much. She's right. She texts back. I don't have a lot. I don't have any recollection of the night at all. Who is this?
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Deny.
Responding as her guilty conscience.
So yes. Okay, this was my question right here. Like, and I think we've heard this also. This one, this excuse you can sort of just throw out the window too. I never do this. My first time doing this. Guys normally don't buy that. But when a woman after a one night stand says she doesn't remember it,
mm-hmm.
does she remember it?
Yes.
She does.
Yes. Without a doubt.
Okay. Because she wasn't like passed out. Like, yeah. It was nothing like that. Let me give the phone number out. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. So she remembered it, but just felt so guilty about it that just decided that she was going to say she didn't remember anything?
Yes. It could be patchy. I mean, depending on how much they were drinking, you know, I mean, her memory could be in spurts or there's, you know, some maybe conversation she doesn't remember or whatever, but she remembers. I mean, it's mostly her guilty conscience talking.
It is.
And I'm sure every situation is different. And certainly there's been, you know, plenty of friends I knew in college that had been given roofies. Roofies were a big deal when I was in school. And so they definitely didn't remember what had happened. But if that wasn't the case and she wasn't drugged for some reason,
mm-hmm.
she remembers.
She does remember. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I would be willing to bet 4 Krispy Kreme donuts and $14 cash that some women exaggerate their level of intoxication so they can do just that so that they can cancel it out the next day.
Well, that's an even better question.
Like, I yes. guarantee you the woman's like, has two drinks at the bar, but does the whole, and then when they do it, they go, I was so drunk. No, you weren't.
He
liar.
Was telling us that she was wilding out. And then to just not remember anything at all the next day.
No, she remembers. And because we're adults doesn't mean that we don't have those residual effects from all that crap mm-hmm. that we were fed when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we talk on the show all the time about how I think Jen and I have been on the same page about how we just hate the way that women are taught about their sexuality growing up and to be ashamed, feel ashamed mm-hmm. about it. And if you have sex too much, to feel ashamed about it. So as adults, women, they still have this little thing about their one night stands and they don't want to claim it.
Hey, Mara, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
I have been to the bar quite a few times, and I've met people probably for like 5 minutes that were completely wasted. And the next morning or a few days, they remember me. That girl is just denying everything. She doesn't want to admit to it. There's something she's hiding.
Now, in a woman's mind now, because you guys have told us about the number game that y'all mm-hmm, play mm-hmm. in your yep. mind also.
Yep.
If she claims that she doesn't remember, but she really does remember, does that go on one of her...
No.
The number side of...
That's why she forgets about it.
Does it add one?
Well, it will change if 2 or 3 years down the road from now she can't remember his name.
So you take him off your list if you can't remember the dude's name?
Well, if you don't remember, you don't add the check mark.
I would say in some circles that might be a rule.
That ain't right.
Well, you say that, but then if a man knew, if men knew how many women, how many men women really had slept with, mm-hmm. then we get all these labels.
Well,
you get
you're a
slut, you're a whore, you're a skank.
You are
so
all of you.
So you can't comment on one and then not on the other.
Exactly.
You can't call us sluts and then criticize us for lying about
exactly.
how many we've slept with or forgetting that we had that one night stand.
Jeff's attitude is right. You're all sluts unless you're sleeping with Jeff.
but yeah, those are horrible labels to put on women, and then you wonder why we do the things we do.
Hey John, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, good morning, Bert. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I gotta tell you, I definitely disagree. I believe that you do black out. I've blacked out on several occasions, and I don't remember anything. When I woke up, I'm like, whoa, what happened? You know? So I believe her. I mean, I believe it does happen, especially with Jaeger bombs.
Now, after you black out,
do
you deny any sexual experience you had with a man the night before?
Absolutely.
There's the pattern developing.
Maybe she just wanted to get her groove on and not deal with the guy after the fact. Maybe she just wanted one time and go and said, hey, I don't remember you, because she doesn't want to talk to the dude ever again. She just wanted to get her peace and then go
home.
Yeah,
huge
That's
blow
it.
Off.
That, girls can do that too. Guys can't just do the blow off thing. Girls blow off guys out the time just because they want, and then that's it.
And want peace afterwards.
We're exactly. okay with that. We're fine with that. We're
I
cool.
don't think guys are as fine with it as y'all say you are.
But to say who is this, that's a little rude.
Yeah. She was going.
She said who is this?
She was going Academy Award on him right there.
Yeah. I mean, really.
Hey, Mary, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I totally don't remember. More than I don't care to remember. And I don't remember my number.
Really? So y'all can... I have just never been so drunk where I didn't remember doing that.
Only drunk?
Yeah.
So are you saying on drugs?
Well, I mean, there's been plenty of wild drinking nights that I just don't remember.
Okay.
I know I went to a club here that I remember there were steps going inside. Couldn't tell you where it was, what happened that night, but I know it was fun.
Oh, yes. that was Club Creepy Neighbor's House.
And this is my genuine question, physiological question. Can't you guys feel the next day if something happened down there or not?
I would guess it depends on your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends on the guy.
I can tell you that women are remembering me weeks later.
Right. Years later.
Why are you walking funny, honey? Nah. Jeff Dollar, I heard.
Anybody that has to sell it doesn't have the goods.
I'm not selling them, doing something else.
Hey, Lindsay, good morning. You're on The Bert Show. Hi.
Hello. So I want to talk on Melissa's point about the whole one-night stand guilt thing.
Mm-hmm.
I had a one-night stand about 2 years ago, and now me and him are living together, and we've been together for like a year and a half now, and I still feel guilty that that's how we met.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Does he remind you of it?
You what?
Nothing.
Does he remind you of that, or is that just
yes,
in your head?
Constantly.
He does.
Constantly.
Yeah, break up with him.
I'll consider it.
Just okay. Like I felt so guilty about my one night stand, I married him.
Right, so bad.
Hey, The Bert Show. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
The Bert Show.
We need to thank everybody that was so cool to us in Nashville.
Absolutely.
On Friday night.
So
we had a blast up there, right?
It was really cool. We got to go to I-106 and go to their first concert with Chris Allen and Miranda Cosgrove and meet a bunch of listeners and all the staff there at the radio station. It was really, really cool.
Now, it's not like it is here in Atlanta when we go to Nashville, because people don't know us yet. In Nashville yet.
So in fact, no one does.
Nobody.
Because here it's unreal how the doors fly open
just,
for us.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say fly open, but generally, because we've been doing this morning show in Atlanta for 9 years, if we want to go in to see a band, the owner probably goes, "Hey, I know the Burt Show. Yeah, let's get them on in there. And no problem. You know, just go ahead. Go on in." But we need to stroke somebody today, and I hope you remember the name of the band, because they let us in for free, and you promised that we would give them a
mention
on the
radio. No, the band never gave us permission. It was Drew, the owner of the venue, who did it. The band, he never even asked him.
Okay. What's the name of the venue?
Mercy Lounge at the Cannery Ballroom.
Thank you for letting
us in. So thank you to Drew at the Mercy Lounge, because we wanted to go up and...
That's a cool space.
Yeah, iCarly wanted a Jaeger bomb. And,
right. Don't even say it, man.
So we were like, we'll see what we can do for you. And the guy's like, sorry, man, the band's making their money off the door. And there was like 10 of us, you know, because Jen had her entourage and stuff. So we all couldn't go up there. And I said, come on, we'll plug you on Monday. So thank you to the Mercy Lounge. Of all the places where I bought iCarly a Jaeger bomb, the Mercy Lounge was my favorite.
Don't say that.
They have a dangerous step in that place. It's right. It's right 3 feet from the bar.
Oh,
right
yes.
off the bar.
So I just want to warn you, if you go there, that if when you turn around after you do your shot or whatever, and you think you're walking on even flooring, there's just a half step where you go down, and four of us almost busted an ankle.
I think, yes, I'm guilty.
Yeah. I think Katie Jo and Bert, it looked like they were clogging or two-stepping off the bar, and then I realized that that was actually a fall.
When you were, when you guys were downstairs, and Wendy and I ended up upstairs, I said, well, let's go, if they're waiting for a taxi, I said, let's go, we can stand outside and see when the taxi pulls up. So I start to walk, and I make the step, and all of a sudden, Wendy runs past me, and I was like, and then I realized she did the, I misstep, so let me run a couple steps, because then it'll look like that's what I meant to do.
Oh, I just wanted to jog in place for a second. Yeah.
I've done that a couple times in my lifetime, so it's a professional jog fall.
Things got a little blurry for me at the at Karma. I stumbled out of there to get a hot dog. First, I went to the bathroom, and I'm like, I'm starving. I'll just get one hot dog real quick on Broadway, and then I'll go back up, and I'll see everybody. And this happens to me. I am a nomadic drunk. And I get buzzed and I just start walking. So I never came back up to Karma and said goodbye to any of these guys. I just started stumbling the streets of Nashville.
Katie called it your sojourn. She said, well, now that Bert's on his sojourn, then we'll just go ahead and go.
He's on a crusade.
And as I said before, very comforted by looking at other people in the same shape I was in on Friday night that really couldn't negotiate the sidewalk. But where else did we go?
We went to the stage.
The stage is where we had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we had a great time at the
stage. Is that where producer Tracy started clogging?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yes.
That was the country bar.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We hit the hat store before that and bought a bunch of cowboy hats. Yes.
Which is right next door, right?
Right next door.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Boy, and Jen's fiance put his cowboy hat on, and she looked at him, and she's like, check, please. Sorry, guys, we got to go.
Well,
she was all wound up.
I was ready to get a hot dog and go home.
Indeed you were.
Or go home and get a hot dog. hey, just so you know, you set it on the tee. I hit it off.
Uh-huh.
I was wearing a cowboy hat, too.
Oh. And so was I.
Now it's just become creepy.
Melissa had a stellar night.
Yes.
I mean, more guys hit on Melissa.
That's right.
And Melissa, if you're a new listener, Melissa dates...
A day
Katie
women,
Joe,
yes,
a woman.
I am a lesbian, and so I tease about how, I mean, and I never was that girl that guys hit on all the time anyway, so it was just hilarious to me, and to Katie, who witnessed this, because usually, because Katie's much hotter than I am, so Katie's usually the one that gets hit on. Here we are in Nashville, and I'm telling you, and I'm not exaggerating, 12 guys that evening literally aggressively came up to me. And it was hilarious because every time it would happen, I would look at these guys and give them a look like, there's another one.
Ding.
And there's another one.
She was like keeping score.
It
she was so excited.
Like it. Because it was so bizarre. And I could That's not awesome. Believe it. And I kept saying, this is my town, because I'm originally from the Nashville area. So
it seriously was like a running back after he crosses the goal line, like her triumphant sort of spike was
every
single time.
Because it never happens. It never happens. And 12 guys in one night, that never happens. So I thought it was hilarious.
It was a fun time. Awesome. It was a really great time. So we'll see you guys up in Nashville soon enough, man.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.